So your nearest neighbours were at Clun?
Our nearest neighbours were at Clun. I mean, in the road here, there was the McDonald's, the Lal McDonald, and the Dunblane. And then there was the Kennedys at Balnagorna.
Yes.
And then there was Clun, and there was Ashier, and then there was old Willie Cameron along there. That was five farms in this stretch, and then there was Dal McGivney. So that was six sort of families, you know, that were making a living off farms.
Yes. And all pretty much the same kind of...
More or less, all the same, just more or less the same, yes.
Did you go to any of the fairs, you know, the shows for your animals?
No, we never did. We never did showing. We used to go to the shows to see. I watched the shows and that. No, that was something I never got into that. No.
Your cousin did.
Aye, Billy, he got into that. I thought he was quite keen in that.
That was a farmer at Clun.
Yes. That's right.
Yes.
I hope he's been very successful at it. Like, you know. Mm-hmm. No, it's something I never really. If I was, at a sale, we'd show our cattle at a sale.
Yes.
We have won a few prizes at that, but I've never gone to an actual show just for the sake of showing. Like,
yes.
You know.
Did you get your first tractor?
That's what I'm trying to remember, Betty. It must have been about 48 or 49, I think it would have been.
When you were about 8?
Yes, I remember it coming right now. Or it might have been 50 before we got it, like, you know.
Was it a new one?
Yes.
We're going to ask you if you remember any particularly hard times in the farming at all. Or did your father remember any? Or was it always, you could always make a living?
No, I think it was very hard in the 30s, I said, you know, they just were pretty... Actually, at that time, even when he came here in the 20s, the landlords were just offering you farms. Because when he came here, like Clun came up, and they offered it to him, like, you know, along with this.
Yes.
But he says, well, I can't, you know... It was more than you could take on.
Yeah.
So he says, but he says, I've got a brother who might take it. So that's how Billy spoke. At that time, the landlords were glad to get people to work the land.
And the rents were not high?
The rents were maybe high enough, but they started to take them down then, like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think he was paying, when he came in here, he was paying maybe £70. But then they took it down to 40 because of that.
A year?
A year.
Yes.
Because people wouldn't, nobody would take them.
No.
And they didn't want them. And then it all changed round. When they saw that we're making a little, they thought, oh, well, we'll make more and we'll take it. You know, we'll take over the farms, like, you know.
Do you think that you've had quite a lucky time with your farm?
Yes. 70s, 80s, we did all right. Better than we're doing now, to be quite honest with you.
Really?
You know, you always say, oh, we're always complaining, but no, definitely. Because you could, you know, we weren't getting the prices, but the costs, it's the costs that have gone sky high now. That's what's really snookered the thing.
What about animals that went sick? Did you treat them yourself, or did you
use vets? You usually get the vet. We could treat a lot of things ourselves, like, you know, but mostly you get the vet. Most things you just give it a jug of penicillin nowadays, and it seems to do the trick, like,
yes.
You know.
You survived a lot of the dangers, like the mad cow disease.
That was a bad thing, that knocked the bottom out of everything for a while, like, you know.
So what's your situation here now? How many cattle do you have in sheep?
We keep 60 cows and their followers, so you're talking about, in total we'll have about 130 head, you know, during the summer. We have 700 ewes plus their lambs, and 180 hogs, that's yearlings, that haven't had lambs, they come into the flock every year.
So your total of sheep is?
total of sheep will be about 1,200, I suppose.
That's a lot.
No, it'll be more than 1,200 with the lambs. We hope that every ewe has one lamb. Well, some of them have two, but we reckon on, you know, maybe 100%, so you're talking about 1,400 with the lambs,
yes,
plus the hogs. You're talking about 1,500 sheep and a couple over and above. I mean, that's going from 10 and
yes.
350, you know. Yes. But we have more ground now. We've got the farm on the west side, like.
Oh, you've taken the next farm and in.
That's it.
Yes. Everything between here and
Domagavie
belonging
to this farm. The landlords have all changed. My father came here, at first it was McIntosh's that had the estate, and then they sold it, and then Reed Walker bought it, and he had the whole thing. And then when he gave up, was it Bowles? Bowles came in, but then he ended up chopping it up, like, you know. He sold off pieces.
Mm-hmm.
We never had the Tinsley's bought half of it. Bowles had kept this end. And then he sold the hill to the Tinsley's.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And kept just the bottom half here. And then the Wills has bought, the Wills has come in after that. Wills, the tobacco folk.
Mm-hmm.
There was the two nephews of them. Well, it was Bobby Wills, the uncle that bought it first.
Mm-hmm.
And then he didn't sell it, but he gave half of it to Christopher. He gave the hill to Christopher. Mm-hmm. And he gave
his nephew, was it?
Aye. And he gave the low ground at the far end. He gave that to Ian Wills. They have a house at Balmer Gordon now. So we've ended up now, and then the Duke, he came in, he bought.
Mm-hmm.
So the Duke owns a hill here. Tim Bowles owns a bit and some of the fields. And then we managed to buy where the house is and 40 or 50 acres down below. We rent from the Duke, and we rent from Tim Bowles, and we rent from Ian Wills.
It's complicated.
It was used to be one, you know, just one estate, you know.
Mm.
I think it's a shame the way the estate got chopped up, like,
yeah,
you know what it is. You know,
it's a shame.
Money talks.
At least you've got your own land.
Well, we've got our own, I mean, we're quite tough, you know. We're glad we managed to do that, you know. You've got, it's your own.
That's your security.
That's right.
Roger, who helps? Just Roger?
Yes, it's just Roger who helps us. He does most of the work now.
Yes.